The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends on this first day of February, February 1st. This is Friday. Good to have you with us. We've got one of my favorite topics on today. Bill Wickersham is with us. And, of course, Bill is a specialist on UFOs. And some people think you're crazy, too.
Well, I've been told that quite a bit. Yeah, really. In fact, I had that comment a few days ago. There was a friend of mine I saw at a local coffee shop, and he said, Bill, a couple of my friends said, do you know that crazy guy Wickersham? He's talking about UFO. He said, yeah, I know him. He said, do you believe that stuff? And my friend said, no, I don't either. And so that always gives me the chance to say, well, look, what do you really know about this?
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, we've had a lot of comments about your appearances on here. In fact, one young gentleman who lives in Spain listens to Radio Friends. He happens to be the grandson of Kit and Kathy Salter. And he specifically requested that we have the UFO guy back on again. But there's a lot of interest in this, whether people will admit to it or not. And I've always enjoyed your columns that you have in the Tribune and in the Missourian from time to time. But today you wanted to talk specifically about crashes?
Crashes, landings, and sightings. But I want to say one other thing about what we just talked about. In this business over the years, you know, I've been involved in some one way or another for about 50 years. You find people who are believers, and there are all kinds of believers. Some people who believe a portion of the UFO thing, who don't believe in abductions, that sort of thing, who are skeptical, but who do believe there have been devices, and there's so much data on this that do exist, and who know there's been a cover-up but don't know what it is, don't make claims that want research. So there's those kind of believers. There's some true believers who believe anything that comes down the pike. I hope that I'm not viewed in that area. There are also skeptics, and of course Carl Sagan, the beloved astronomer, used to say extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence. And I wholly agree with that. My point is so much of the evidence has been covered up, we haven't really been able to get the whole story. Then there are debunkers. And unfortunately, I've found in the Columbia community, even within the scientific community, some folks who say it can't be, therefore it isn't. Now, in sociology and psychology, we call that paradigm paralysis. It's a little bit like if you own a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Mm-hmm. A kind of phenomenon. And so they're kind of blinders or tunnel vision, or one might even say hardening of the categories.
Okay. Well, yesterday we had Val Gurman on, and we just briefly, he had some maps, and he had a star map on that Betty Hill, who this happened in 1961. If you're my age or older, you surely remember this, because I remember seeing Betty and Barney Hill on the Today Show. Yes. When they claimed that they had been abducted by UFOs. And there we've got a picture of that star map up right now that Betty Hill drew under hypnosis. But let's go to what you were going to talk
right,
about.
All right, well, let's just talk about a crash in Missouri. And let me say at the outset, over the period of time 1950 to today, there have been about 1,566 reported UFO sightings in Missouri. During the period 2011 and 12, during an 18-month period, there were 300 sightings. Now, sighting doesn't necessarily mean it's the real thing, but it's people from Missouri reporting
something strange that they couldn't explain.
And in many cases, exactly what we've heard of before, saucers, discs, cigar-shaped things, cylinders, in some cases boxcar. So, you know, and we both know that people see a lot of things. Historically, in the case of Project Blue Book, about 20% of the sightings of over 1,000 that they saw were deemed to be unidentified, can't be explained by natural phenomena or any technology that we know of here.
Mm-hmm. But Project Blue Book is now no longer.
That's right. And okay. We need something like it. But let's talk about.
Yeah, we got about 3 minutes here. Right, tell us about something.
We'll talk about Cape Girardeau, Missouri, 1941. Purportedly, and according to Charlotte Mann, whose grandfather was a Baptist minister at the Red Star Baptist Church, he was called out in the evening, just as it was getting dark, to say a blessing over three entities that had crashed in a saucer in Cape Girardeau, Missouri.
Is he still alive?
No, he's not, but Charlotte is, and her sister affirmed this, and also the sheriff, the Cape Girardeau sheriff, his brother, a guy by the name of Clarence Shade, has affirmed.
So what happened to these entities?
Well, the Air Force base at Sykeston brought their people over. At that time, that was the Top Gun school in the country in 1941, and simply took them away.
Well, and how come we haven't heard more about this?
Well, see, this is one of the big issues. First off, in the old days, it was a national security matter. So in Reverend Huffman's case, he was told, this did not happen, you will not talk about it, you will never, ever again mention this topic. And in the old days, and for that matter, technically now, people who did do that, especially if you're military, is $10,000 fine, 10 years in jail, and loss of all benefits. And in some cases, in the old days, sub rosa threats to family.
Okay.
So if you in those days, if you were told by the military, don't do it, you didn't do it.
Okay. Real quick, there was something in Columbia?
Yes,
and it was in the trip.
1973. Down around WW, a few miles southeast of Columbia, a UFO disc did chop through some trees, landed about 50 or 80 feet away from the home of James Richards. And he phoned it in at 9/11, FAA got it, and then J. Allen Hynek himself and people from the Center for UFO Studies came out and actually.
Now, there was a story in the Tribune about this.
That's right.
If you went to the Tribune archive.
Now, what you want to do, if you want to get this, just go to 1973 UFO landing in Columbia, Missouri.
Google it.
Okay. Get it.
But it is in the Tribune also.
So I'm not sure if this was a Trib article. This is right here. You can see the URL.
Okay. All right. So if you want more information on this, go online and check it out.
That's right.
Okay.
1973, Columbia, Missouri, UFO landing.
All right. Bill Wickersham, but we could do a two-hour special with you sometime.
Well, this is interesting. A tough topic.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for coming by, Bill. Out of time for today. I could talk to him for a while. Yeah. Monday, we've got our book author on about Missouri prison. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Elizabeth Hyten, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. If there's something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.